Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the LOA Blend. My name is Elisa.
My name is Liz. Hello, everybody. And Elisa, I apologize. I was literally jumping for the headset as you were saying hello. It's only 8:30 a.m. and I already feel like I threw in a full day. Just chaos is ensuing.
So okay. I was thinking it was a blog talk thing.
No, it was a Liz thing. I can't blame it on a blog talk radio. But yeah, everything is okay. But my husband's My husband's youngest grandchild from the first marriage. I guess my step granddaughter. I don't even know. Anyway. She had to be hospitalized. She's okay, but she had to be hospitalized. She's only a year and change for a swollen lymph nodes. I don't even know, but she's responding to the antibiotics. She's okay. So that was like, you know, crack of dawn, whatever. And then I had to deal with teenage drama concerning my oldest son and his girlfriend, and I sort of had to put out those fires and all that before the show. I'm running to my bedroom to close the door to like throw the mic on my ear, and I'm hearing you saying hello, and I'm like, oh, I mean, I was literally telling people in the hallway, I'm doing my show. Doing the show. Bye.
But you're here. You're here.
But I am here to do the show.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
A lot going on.
Always. But as I told, God bless the acupuncture clinic that I go to. I usually go there on Wednesdays. What I told them yesterday, because they always, because they're treating me for a bunch of things, but anxiety is the primary one. And
sure.
they said, how's the anxiety? And I said, the quality of the anxiety is better. It's a better quality anxiety.
So hey, it's an improvement.
It's an upgrade of the anxiety. Funny.
Sometimes that's how it has to happen, right?
Absolutely.
It's getting a little bit better, you know?
Yes. And I'm also getting better quality sleep, or the last two nights, two or three. I'm lucky if it's, you know, it's like half the week is not so great with sleep on the average and the other half is better. So I've always said the root of my issues as they play out as anxiety or anger or rage, it goes back to exhaustion and stagnant energy, meaning unresolved clutter. Heightened sensitivity. I'm just a HSP. I'm a highly sensitive person, so heightened sensitivity to sound and to stagnant energy. And then if you are working full time with the family, it's not like you're going to spend 3 days on one dresser to just make sure everything. But my hallway closet looks like a work of art. I'm going to take a picture of it and send it to you.
That's awesome.
In between binge watching, and I have to say, one of my favorite shows, and you do have to be on Amazon Prime to get it. I was fighting Amazon Prime, but my husband had to get it for expedited shipping for books that he needed immediately for some freelance work. So there's the 30-day trial.
Right.
He doesn't know this now, but he'll hear the show. And Steve, we will not argue about this. But when it expires after the 30 days, I definitely want to renew the subscription, because the programming on it, for less than what you pay for Netflix and free shipping on Amazon, their original programming is so good. And the show
I'm talking about
is Transparent. I saw the first season one night when they had a free pass to watch Amazon, and I watched every episode in one night of season one. It's only a half hour an episode, so that was over 5 hours. And season two, I watched over several days. And over the weekend, my husband and my youngest son actually went to visit his grandchildren, coincidentally. And they were both a little bit under the weather, so, and then it kind of went left with the youngest, who is now in the hospital, but she should be fine. That's when I was able to deal with a beast of a hallway closet, and I did it over 2 days, took my time. Martha Stewart couldn't have not done a better job organizing that closet. Just, and I felt better. Like, it's crazy. I've been telling my husband for years, if I got enough sleep and enough rest and there wasn't clutter, I really wouldn't have too much of these issues.
Right.
That's it. I know, thank God, I'm very self-aware. I know it's environmental. Circumstantial environmental. It's not pathological. Thank goodness. There you go.
Yeah. Wow.
But yeah, it's always insane. It's just always crazy. But like I told the acupuncturist, the quality is better because I'm not right this moment on 20 concurrent deadlines all at once. So I can catch my breath and deal with, like, the house, and, you know, I'm always still working or whatever, but the quality of the work is less anxious. It's better quality anxiety. Mm-hmm. But I'm running like a maniac. At 9:30, because it's always crazy, we do have to do a firm exit at 9:30.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Yes, but what I am looking forward to, I'm going to sneak in a matinee of Absolutely Fabulous.
Oh, I want to see that.
I'm going to sneak that in today because that's Mommy's Medicine. Yes.
That's going to be great.
It's going to be great. Right. Yeah, and now more than ever, the world, the planet, the madness, the simple stuff has never meant more to me. The simple, silly stuff has never meant more to me. Family and friendships have never meant more to me. The simple Little House on the Prairie basics have never meant more to me than this time in this life. Because I don't know what is going on. Crazy. I mean, you could think to yourself, I wonder which story she's thinking about, because there's a few. Let's just lump them all in one category.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Crazy.
I know.
I know.
Interesting because I don't watch, as a rule, like, there are a lot of things I just don't want to watch on TV. I don't watch the news.
No.
And like these, the big conventions, or, you know, I just don't watch them. I'll obviously hear the highlights, and I can always easily access any clips, you know, while I'm online. But doesn't matter if it's Republican or Democratic convention. I just don't, because I've attended not necessarily those types of conventions, but conventions in general have a certain structure to them.
Yes.
And it's, and I, you know, I was just like, I'll take a pass on that because I know what the purpose of it is. And it's a lot of attention. It's like people who don't want to watch sports or, you know, just if those kind of like, it's not your thing. It's not something that you want to put your energy into. But I know that it's something that people are looking at. And it's funny because I can tell on the Facebook feed, you know, people are watching both. There are people who've watched both of them. You know, but I know what the political leanings are. It's really interesting to comment. What I find interesting also is, like I said, the attention that we put on things, because that's the buzz. You know, that is the
right.
That's where the energy is pointing to for a lot of people. But I find that just like the people who watch any news stream continuously, like my parents always watch Fox News.
My mom.
That's definitely for us like a generational thing. They all
it
watch
is.
Fox News. I've got friends at work at CNN. And so
they're
don't want to watch it when they're
literally.
Yeah, they're in the news. They don't want to. I'm done with it.
Wow.
But there, you know, there. So I have a lot of my friends who are very well informed. Because that's what they would want to watch, and that's what there is a level of anxiety in everything that they talk about because you know when we all get together,
sure.
It's like people who would watch soap operas, like that's what they would talk about.
And they
so
want
this
the
is like a soap
too.
Opera.
They're on the
right.
inside, so
just,
it's like if they worked for soap opera, you'd say, well, how's this one and how's that one? So
right.
Can you imagine at that level with CNN?
Well, between that and I have friends who work for the CDC.
Oh, forget
like,
about it.
Big
you're,
time.
You've got some bookends.
So there's,
wow.
it can be a very heavy, you know, lunch conversation, and you're just like, wow, can we not talk about all that?
I just enjoy like this chocolate mousse that's like saying all that's talking all kinds of dirty to me. Can we just savor that, you know, people, you want to eat that ice cream. You're going to stress, but enjoy it. And then go back
and
to whatever. Oh.
And I would say, and it's not even that I want to be completely ignorant because I'm not. I know, but baseline, like the level of anxiety has definitely ramped up. I mean, I think in any election year, it'll do that, especially
anyway,
this cycle.
Right.
Yeah.
But
so
this one,
there's
out
that,
of control.
And then just in general, I think because of whatever the cycle is, like it's ready, it's time. Like there is stuff happening not only on an international, you know, national level, but even, you know, just friends of mine, yeah, for all of us, there's stuff happening in our lives. And maybe that's just the nature of like the number 9 year.
I think so.
There's stuff happening in people's lives that it's as angst-ridden as anything. And it obviously hits closer to home. And you try to think, has it ever been this difficult? And on a different level, I imagine it was like maybe 9 years ago, something similar was as high level, you know, awareness as you need. So it's a lot to try to take in. So that's another reason why, like, even more so for me to be aware of what am I tuning into.
Right.
Like I have to limit even scrolling through Facebook because I'll do that. Like
oh, it's painful sometimes. Yeah.
And I just have to at some point just like click it off. Like, all right, let me just close off that app because it's not doing me any good to see.
And the things that some people post, you know, that are some things that are so painfully graphic or what. And I like the option, like, I don't want
to
see this.
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah,
sometimes
I
just don't want that on my newsfeed.
Right.
And it's not like I'm going to block the person or ban them. I'm not upset with the person. I'm upset by the energy that's being triggered in me by whatever horrifically violent piece of video footage. Like, no, I really don't want to see this person, executed. don't want to see that cliff, sorry.
Right, right.
You know, I don't want to see this baby on life support. Those really kill me because I can't, that, and I will go right into PTSD, right? Don't show me that. And those those things have to be hidden. You know, I won't even delete, I'll hide them. I won't even delete them. I'll just hide them, you know. But, yeah, even with Facebook, so you get the peripheral information that you need. Totally agree with that. Otherwise, it's just too much.
And if you think about it, with social media, that's a huge information gathering system, right? And by looking at, even with you know, however many friends you're connected to, even looking at what's trending on your own newsfeed, like what other people that you are somehow connected to, what they are focused in on, you'll see a lot of the same posts. I mean, that's what's so interesting is, you know, it's not enough just to like something, but sometimes you'll repost it or you'll like, oh yeah, let me share that. So I see a lot of the same. On my own kind of, this is what's trending. You know, what's trending on my newsfeed? You know, the Democratic National Convention, Pokemon is still trending. And, you know, just you have these things, and it's a way for me to kind of gauge, like, whatever the hype is usually what I don't want to look into. Because, like, you can only kind of tell what emotion or set of emotions, you know, what it's going to kind of bring up, what most people are getting out of it. For me, it's the same thing with, like, the buzz about these really high-profile movies. That have a lot of marketing involved. I don't want to see it at midnight on opening night. No, not anymore. I don't want to do that.
Not so much.
For me, it's like seeing these things and also like doing these wine tours and kind of being out amongst the people.
In the world.
What is the cool thing to talk about? What is it that people are into? And you can tell, not even just what they talk about, but what they wear, you know. Like everyone's into the long dresses.
You're a social scientist.
There's just a lot to see, and it's funny because, after a while, granted, it is a very small group. I mean, I'm with this group for, 8 hours or whatever. But there are definitely trends in what they want to talk about. And you can tell who's into it and who's not. You know, there's only like maybe 3 or 4 people who are really into one particular discussion, and everyone else is like, oh, my God, I can't believe they're still talking about it. So I just find it all very interesting to see. But then how do you choose? Like, when in a group setting, and I think this is where I'm getting, in a group setting and at any given moment we can consider ourselves part of a group. So at any given moment, what do you decide to tune out of or tune into, more to the point, like not necessarily what are you blocking, but as you block something, then what are you putting your attention to?
Right.
And how does that make you feel? And a lot of times we're not necessarily thinking about it that way, but what are our choices in any given moment? Because there have definitely been times, obviously if someone's talking to you, and it's something very serious and heavy for that person, one of the reasons why they're probably talking to you and sharing that with you is because they trust you. And not that you necessarily have to have any answers, but you just have to be present with them, because that's usually the biggest gift that you can give anybody else and yourself, is just to be present. So after that, then what do you do? How do you change your own vibration? Because when you take in that kind of energy and you know it's not yours, like you're just sort of holding space for somebody, but we talk about grounding. A lot of that is just the typical tool. But at some point, like where, not only is it just about grounding, but are you really fully in your own body, so that you're not kind of one off, one removed from just everyday existence. And I don't know how other way to explain that. I think a lot of us, especially really, really sensitive people, at some point, whether it was when we were younger or even recently, when something, big happens and traumatic, there's a part of you that doesn't want to get hurt, so you try to protect yourself. And
exactly.
So there's a part of you that isn't completely all there because you're still trying to protect yourself.
Exactly. And you said it, thank you, you said it so perfectly and so simply, and the most profound issues are quite simple and vice versa. And that's actually a recent conversation that I had with my husband. I've been, you know, the wall's been up. I've been very guarded, less so because the quality of the anxiety hasn't. But I'm like, I'm trying to protect myself. Somebody asked me for something. I'm trying to protect myself. Like, there's
right.
nothing here. There is the car is on blocks, and it's still going 60 miles an hour. Figure that out.
Right.
They
right.
take my pulse at acupuncture, and they're like, why are you still alive? I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
They actually, and how cool is this with Chinese medicine? How cool is this? So I got a so I saw them yesterday. I got a prescription, and the prescription was to go to the Asian market and get this particular type of yam, which
Ooh.
I'm going to steam and eat. But and that's the medicine. How fabulous is that?
Ooh, that's neat.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, prescribe
yeah.
me something that God made. That's nice. And I had
Have
to go to this mega market in Koreatown because they're like they sell it in the Japanese market or the Chinese market, any Asian market. And I showed the guy like the name and the picture, and he pointed me to it, and I picked it up, and my prescription cost like $6 and I have to prepare it, and I will, and and then they'll check my pulse and my tongue to see if the medicine has worked. I'm into that.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Go to the supermarket.
Years ago,
go ahead.
I had a reading done where, and this was an Asian lady who did this. She was like, yeah, there's she was into like kind of a soul retrieval, like, you know, fragments of your soul that just, you know, because of trauma, you've left it somewhere. And she's like, yeah, she was sort of looking at my aura. And of course, all this, I tend to be very skeptical on the one hand, but then there's a part of me that's like, hey, you know, anything's possible.
Anything is.
She said, yeah. And she, the way she described it was that I wasn't all completely in my body. And, you know, it was just, you know, she said, you know, just what I was talking about, and it's something that just came up recently, like having that particular reading, and this would go good maybe 10 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Having that kind of reading and not really knowing what else to do with it, because I'm like, I don't know if I'm in a place where I want to go into that. Soul retrieval, you know, it seemed like such a daunting task.
Well, it's like when you're on the phone with James, I'm like, go ahead, just roll with it. Go ahead, just roll with it.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
Just roll with it. Like, I believe it, but that's a lot.
Yeah.
We get into, like, the alien realm and all that. Like, I believe all of that, but that's, where am I going to put that, like, on the grocery list of life? Like, okay, so you just roll with it. Like, the experts, love that the experts roll with that. Go ahead.
Yeah,
I just had to put that in because
you
know what I'm talking about. Go ahead.
I know. Oh, I know. Yeah. I can appreciate it, and I can see how that could
be.
Filling a void. These are phrases that are coming in. Filling a void. So it's like I'm just picturing myself. Like, if part of me is not all here, then where is it? And then how do I get it back?
Ooh.
So what would it be if I were all here? How crazy would that be? You know, like how
maybe you don't want to be all here. I know I don't.
Well, for me, I was thinking how much more powerful would I be, or how much potential is actually there to work with? Like, what if the part that's not there is exactly the part that I've been looking for? And instead of looking for it like in other situations or other people, that's why I keep looking for it, but it's not ever going to be quite up to what I'm looking for, right?
Oh, my God. And think about your dream that you just had.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
The fact that you even just said this, how you said it, like, and how you say things, so precisely and in such an accessible way. You know, when you talk, we all listen, girl. So interesting. Yeah, I think receive that. You know, you've been administering so much support and ability from day one, you know, being the dutiful daughter or the student or the volunteer or the coworker or the relative, you know, all those things. But the equation works on the other side too, like acknowledge your abilities and take some of your own guidance, dear. Wow. Because seriously, like this, and it's like brilliant that you were a philosophy major, because I think that's what anchors your style, because it's very contemplative but very logical.
Mm-hmm.
Where I think mm-hmm. being a native New Yorker and being in the film business kind of anchors my style a little bit.
Right.
You know,
because
it's like, no nonsense. It's like, we got time. We're losing light. Let's go. No nonsense. So very interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting that you're saying what you're saying. Because there's a lot of, I think it's perfect. There's been a lot of subtle growth with you. And isn't mm-hmm. that nice? It's like a better quality of receiving information as opposed to receiving it through trauma, which you and I have been prone to experience all day, every day. That kind of in the manner that I was saying earlier, where like I'm embracing a better quality anxiety in my life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I'm feeling with you that it is now coming into your consciousness, this long-term time release level of growth, which it's like the IV drip. So now it's hitting your consciousness. Like you left it, you just knew the other way didn't work, so you left things alone.
Mm.
You didn't walk away and you didn't deny them, which is different, that different choice. This was a lot more conscious, where I'm just going to leave this and trust. That's what I'm picking up. I don't know, but that's what I'm getting.
Well, yeah, probably pretty accurate. I mean, just there's so much that we feel like we have to do, and then there are times like in a existential metaphysical way, like what is it you actually need to do, you know? There's a realm where the doing isn't the point of it. It's not about the doing,
right?
But we're so used to being in that world, you know, we're in a physical world, stuff has to get done. You can't just think it through, you know, and lead it. But on another level, the doing, you're already doing because you're alive, right? Because you're here.
Right. You're breathing.
And so you're breathing. There's some things that are, you know, voluntary and involuntary. Okay. But then on another level, what else are you? That's where the quality of your thoughts or the choices come in, because that will have an effect on what you end up doing. But it's not an immediate thing. It's not like I have to do it right away. You know, there's too much to try to analyze. If you want to get into analyzing it to see, what's the best choice? Like it that's too much energy, probably in the wrong place. And after trial and error of doing that, because you know, for me, it's not so much about the doing; it's the thinking. Let me think about it, and I just think about it, and then I beat myself up for not doing something. So something has to be. They have to click.
Right.
You know, they have to get in line at some point, and so. It's not like what I'm seeing is like like a control board, and it's not so much, well, let me just push this button and then that'll work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like having to be so so aware, monitoring everything, because even that is a massive energy that goes out to too many different things. Like, at what point are you in partnership with Source? Like, at what point are you saying, okay, well, this is what I know I can do or think about or whatever. This is the level of activity that I think I can do, and I can adjust as I need to as I'm getting these cues. But I think the biggest thing is knowing that I'm really not doing this alone.
Right.
And whether I have a name for that or whatever, there's still something like working in collaboration with not just one thing, but a lot of different things. It's working in collaboration. Like I don't make a deal, negotiate with like the sign to come up every day. You know, okay, if you can
right.
come up at this time, I don't do that. I don't do that every day because obviously it's a colossal waste of time. It's going to do what it does. And it may be a cloudy day, but the sun's still out there. You know, that kind
still
of
there.
Thing.
Yes, yes, yes.
So already, if I can trust that, I can trust that a lot of things have been set in motion that I have no clue about. Thank God I don't know. There's
right.
a lot of things that have been set in motion for a long time. And
right.
whether it's like, okay, now I'm actually looking out the right window or I'm finally, you know, looking in a different direction, I can start noticing these things. That's sort of how I look at it. Like, all the stuff has been happening all the time anyway. So for me to think that, oh, well, let me control this now that I'm aware of it, like, well, that's, let it do what it needs to do. Let you do what you need to do. And so a lot of times just enough to notice but not to control, it's a hard
right.
thing for us to do.
Right.
Because
yeah.
it's like, oh, let me try to control it. And then it all goes to hell, you know, because now you're interfering where before you weren't interfering and it was working fine. So a lot of it is being subtle. The subtle is a good word because it has to be. It has to work
yes.
in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Because we do know. We do know about the trauma, and I see we have a hand raised, so I'll wrap it up. But, you know, we do know how things work when it's in our face, right? You know, like when
uh-huh.
we do have something so big because we've not been paying attention
exactly.
or we've been ignoring it. We know when something disrupts our everyday lives, and usually if it hurts, we pay a lot more attention to it because
right.
it hurts. so we
right.
look at that, and then we have to go through like a soul searching period, and you know, a lot of it goes into what's wrong with me, or there's a lot of heavy stuff that goes in with that, just to help us get through it. And there are other ways though, but that tends to be the quickest way. To get our attention, but then it's not just enough to get the attention, right? Because at
yeah.
some point you don't want to repeat that same feeling. You just sometimes all we know is we don't want to repeat it, but we don't know what we would want instead of it.
Well,
because a lot of times even saying it,
right, right,
yeah, and even
right.
sometimes even saying what you think
right.
you want, you're like, but I'm not, you know, that's not possible. We already dismiss it like, well, that's not possible because I can't imagine feeling anything than what I'm feeling right now.
Right,
you know.
Right. Well, it goes back to what you said earlier about, you know, not being fully there, which I think is so
right.
profound. I mean,
right.
Do you, boo-boo, because that was a priceless, that was a priceless statement to hear. So, wow. All right, girl. Very good. So let's take our call. This is patiently waiting. That's, I loved it.
Good morning, ladies.
Hey, Margarita.
Hi. Yes, yes. You know, I just been enjoying your conversation, and I just wanted to add that I enjoy listening to you both respond to being human and add to each other's experiences, because just yesterday I was thinking about, oh, how nice it would be if, and they remind me that you are here as a human to experience everything that is here, because once you leave, this experience no longer will be with you.
Right.
You don't experience the touch, the smell, like we are now. And I was like, you know, I had to stop
mm-hmm.
and say thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Say thank you for everything you've given me.
Yep.
I mean, it was just, it was,
wow.
you know, and I have to remind myself because
that was
like,
yesterday.
You know, yeah, yesterday.
Yeah. Wow, because yesterday I was feeling the same. So there must be something going on. Because the energy yesterday, I was felt so humbled with gratitude, and I think you're saying the same thing.
Yes, yes.
Wow.
And then the conversation you had about just being around people with different energies.
Right.
And being in the States and not far from Cleveland last week.
Oh, my God.
It was so overwhelming that
I was thinking about
week,
you.
The whole week, all I could do was eat. And
right?
It was like, I could not, it was like, why am I eating? And it was like, I am pulling in all this energy that is not mine.
Yep.
And I did everything.
Yep.
And by, I want to say Friday night, I had my first good night's sleep. I could not sleep all week.
How could you?
So, anybody, who doesn't understand it, maybe write on the calendar each day, how did you sleep? What did you do? Were you around people? Did you look at the news? This affects you internally. And
we're bombarded.
Exactly. And going back to a childhood, and I'm pretty sure you can think back that we didn't have these anxieties. We didn't have this.
No, we didn't know about it because there was no social media. I mean, it's the same stuff
that's
going on. We just know about it as it happens. There's no delay. There's no forced delay because the technology is in real time.
Yes.
So we had the benefit that there was a delay. But look, if Nazi Hitler, all that stuff was going on today, we would know about it, and it probably would not have lasted as long as it did. So it's that we had that forced delay, which gave us some breathing room. Now we just don't have breathing room, but it's still the same stuff.
Right. And I can relate to anxiety because I can remember feeling like that growing up.
Yeah.
And I don't remember being at a certain point not being shy or being really withdrawn. It started at a certain time, and I can probably say when it happened.
Of course.
I don't remember because I was probably about three or four.
Right.
And it was the same thing where, what do you do with this? Because back then it was, but you dealt with it, and now it's the same thing. Well, I will go to and do natural things and change, and do whatever.
Right.
That's me. Some other people would rather have a pill or, have a doctor tell them what to do.
Right.
And I've had too many doctors.
Be on that merry-go-round. It's a merry-go-round.
And I'm oh, my God.
Yeah. It's a trap.
My husband, which is, I don't know if it's a blessing or what, he can't hear in one ear very well.
That could be handy.
Well, the previous time I went in, the doctor made a comment to me. And unfortunately, I have to take a thyroid medication, and they've never had it to where it's controlled. It goes up. They double the dose. It goes whatever, up and down, up and down. And I was taking more of a natural things to handle it. And he goes, no, you can't. And okay, fine. Doctors need to have this, script
they
have to hand out.
Right.
And I said, this is the first time in decades that my hair is filling in and, my nails are breaking and all this. And after he was done, he made a comment, but mostly under his breath, but I could hear him.
Yeah.
I don't care about your hair. And that stuck with me. And I thought, okay.
Ooh.
There was a lot of things going on. And I said, he was right in a way.
Because it's
not the outside, it's what's going on in the inside.
Of course.
He was worried about my organs and all this other stuff.
Of course.
Motivated me to do some other things. He wanted me to lose weight, which is a struggle when your thyroid is not working.
Sure.
And a lot of things. Well, it gave my husband and myself 3 months, me 3 months, my husband 6 months to lose 10 pounds. And this was the end of March. When I went in June, end of June, I had lost 24.
Wow.
So the things that somebody says, you can either take it one way or another. Yeah. Well, last week didn't help. But I'm back on, the track and stuff. But, things they stay with you. And it's the way you want to take them. You want to take it like, oh, man, you know, he did this and
I'm not going to
like
use it.
Or this is great. You know, now I'm learning, you know, there
the
are more important things.
Yeah, it's a wake-up call. Like my husband had, we thought he was at risk for a stroke. Then we thought it was a detached retina. Then it turned out to be some little vein thing had burst or whatever. But guess what? He hadn't been to the doctor in over 10 years, and it was a bit of a wake-up call. He had a follow-up visit with the doctor, and he's in excellent health. He has follow-up with the
great
eye specialist. But I said, energetically, your energy is shifting. It's good, but you have to want to see your life.
Exactly.
That's the bottom line. And things have really kind of, you know, shifted in that regard for him. So it takes these circumstances, these comments, these situations to propel you into a greater version of yourself. And it sounds like that's what you're doing.
Oh gosh, yeah.
You and Bruce, which is great.
Husband is doing that. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to ask you, just because we haven't talked to you in a little while, and only if you're comfortable answering the question, how are things going with the grandchildren?
I'd say a little bit better.
That's good.
But we're halfway there.
Okay, you know what? That's huge. That's all you
like
need to say.
Well, I want to say a little bit more. I'll add to it. I was fortunate enough to see my granddaughter that week.
Yes.
And we actually got to take her swimming because I had a cousin who was out for the week. So we took her up to the pool.
Right.
And I haven't seen her since.
I remember you talked to us about that, right?
Right.
Yes, great.
But at least her dad knows. I can see his house from here. I'm outside.
Right.
That, you know, if she's got time, she can come over.
Right.
And
that's huge.
You know, I the whole thing with my daughter, I said, you know, that's not my problem. She can whatever.
Feel how you want to feel. Right.
I think it was last week, and I didn't even tell my husband because he's not on the same page yet.
Right.
She texted me because my other daughter asked me, well, actually it was my granddaughter that when we were escaping, asked if we were invited to this my daughter's shower for her wedding, and I said, my son and I were shaking our heads no, because my other daughter's doing it. So then, like 2 days later, I get a text from her, the other one, and saying, the sisters and I are giving my daughter a shower, if you would like to help. So I said, yes, that would be nice.
Beautiful.
So she comes back with, you know, the list of food and stuff that they needed. But the thing that I'm not quite sure, but I'll wait to ask, is if this is just to get you to bring the food, or am I invited? See, it didn't imply I'm invited. So I'm going to wait, you know. I mean, it's not till September, so I have time.
Yeah, you have time. And it's a start. And it's like what I said earlier to Elisa. I think it also applies is that subtle kind of IV drip of time release progress and growth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the energy, and that's huge. I mean, that's from the last call that you gave us to now. That's a lot of progress.
Yeah, that's for me, and I still am hoping that she says something to her only brother. That she kind of turned her back on him, especially on his birthday.
Oh, I know.
So
yeah.
I'm really disappointed about that.
Yeah.
He has nothing to do with that.
I know.
And,
but, of course,
you know,
as a mother, of course you feel that way. How could you not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but that's, you know, he's one of those that he doesn't think of too many things. He doesn't even understand the dying process or the God process or anything else.
Right.
So I don't say anything.
No, you can't.
I if he has questions, and he's not shy about things. If somebody says something on TV or we're talking about something, I don't believe in that. That's fine. You don't have to.
Right.
So I know that there's a part of Courtney that is with him all the time because he comes out of his room and he'll say, why don't we watch a movie? And he'll put on a movie that's one of my favorites, and I'll watch it. These are the old, like, Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan movies,
right.
Like, Got Mail.
That's sweet.
And I'll sit there and watch it. And you said a movie that he wants to see is Ab Fab. He wants to see that.
Go with him.
And Courtney loved that show.
That show's
and
so
I kept
funny.
Her,
he has
I
great
kept
taste.
Her movies. Her she had a series of them, and I kept them.
Oh, she did?
They don't have it here. So I'm like, all this stuff, and I'm like, oh, I just say in my mind, thank you, Courtney. You know,
isn't that beautiful?
You know,
she's
yeah.
like
so,
in ways that are tangible to you
mm-hmm.
in that that telepathic way, because that's how they communicate. They communicate telepathically, you know,
mm-hmm.
and through your senses.
Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I would love to. a message for you.
Oh, thank you.
Because you're doing so well managing all the, and with the Republican convention around the corner, I thought of you, I'm like, oh my God, I can only imagine, like, where are the corn chips?
Well, you know, if you got, and I don't know if anybody saw it, if it was just online, but they had this, it wasn't a protest, it was like a peace stand. It was stand up for love, actually.
Uh-huh.
And it was on a bridge in Cleveland.
Uh-huh.
And they stood there from end to end, holding hands or whatever, for 30 minutes. Not a sound.
I love
it. There were children there. There were babies. You could hear a pin drop.
I love it.
And I thought that was
that's
perfect.
Beautiful.
But you don't see that on the news.
No, of course you don't.
No.
But
so,
that's a beautiful image, and
yeah.
that's what we have to
mm-hmm.
cling on to, like how that we're humbled, like you said it, you know, being
mm-hmm.
humbled by gratitude and the simple things which matter the most.
Right.
The sacredness of life and
mm-hmm.
Friendship and family. Like, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause this other stuff is crazy. All right. Ready when you guys are.
Okay.
And the number for this message is 176. And here's your message that you picked. The merging of the duality within is a quickening process which shakes your world as you know it. But this is no storm. It is the art of life. Oh, I like that method.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's so poetic. All right, who wrote that? All right, let me read it again. I certainly didn't. The merging of the duality within is a quickening process which shakes your world as you know it. But this is no storm. It is the art of life. 176. I really love this message with everything we've been talking about for the whole show.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Well, you know, the central number here is 7. I mean, the 1 starts off with the idea, and it's also you, the 1. It goes into the 7, which goes into really this idea of faith and also the internal process that happens when you are finally beyond looking at things just on the outside of yourself and how you connect with everybody else. Your 7 is very introspective, and it's also very focused, and it's focused within. So it takes all the other experiences that have come before, which I would say, if you want to break it down, the first 4 numbers are all very personal numbers. 1 through 4, and then 5 kind of expands it out to look beyond. And then 6 has to do with the community, so that's how far beyond you go as a community. And then 7 brings it back in again. So after seeing all of that, after experiencing all of that, how do you make sense of it? Like, how do you integrate those experiences with what's really true within? So that's why the 7 is very important, because it gives you the word that came in, it gives you a grounding point, because it's not something outside of yourself. You can ground, but the ground has to have something from within for you to even know where to, you know, what to ground. You know, it's not like, you have, let me ground everybody else. You can't do that without grounding yourself first.
Mm.
You can't ground for somebody else without doing it for yourself first.
I love
Otherwise,
it.
You know, you're just putting all your energy out there again, and it's not, you know, you can't really, you wouldn't even think to do it that way. You can't do it. So then, and then from that seven, it goes back out to the six, because look at all the transformation that happens just from doing the inner work. Obviously, it's going to affect the people around you. So it goes back out to the six. And in that sense, it becomes more of another expression of love. But you see how if you don't do that inner work, that love has to, one, be for you and from you. Then it doesn't make any difference what happens outside of that, right? If it's not taken care of inside, then I would say, not that it's not taken care of, it doesn't make a difference, but the quality will be different. Because you don't live on an island, you don't keep it within. And you know, and you and I know with as many walls as we can put up, you're still going to live with other people, right? So the quality of,
yep,
of what you put out and what you want to share with other people will be affected. You know, it will be improved greatly. If you already feel at peace in your own skin, if you know what you're worth, if you can identify those things that are so good and strong within you. And it isn't about being boastful, but it is about recognizing it. I mean, we don't even recognize half that stuff, a quarter of that stuff, because we think, you know, I think we've just been trained to not do it, you know, like, well, I don't want to seem better than it. It's not about being better. It's not even a comparison. But we tend to frame it that way because that's what we've seen. So that's why the inner work is so important. Because then when you go out into the world with your six, it's a different level. It's, you know, people will, I guess what you're able to teach by example, you know, a better way to be, like a calming influence, so to speak. Not that, you know, everyone has to be necessarily calm, but people who are, especially in this world, are craving something like that. It isn't so much that you offer that and they can just hang out with you 24/7, but, you know, hopefully you learn, or they learn from you how to be so that they can do it for themselves.
Wow. I love it.
So,
I want to say something that might make you chuckle, but before you even picked up my call, I'm outside and we have a lot of trees and the birds are making the noise. When I'm out here, I can usually talk to them, and also I just said, shh, and they got real quiet. So then when you started to read the message, they all got noisy again, and I couldn't wave them down.
Well, that's really cute.
And then they're quiet now. I'm like, okay. I'm glad to say it like that.
That's adorable. Well, you know, recognize your progress. I think you mm-hmm. are, which is great, and you're really on your way.
Oh,
and,
thank you. Yep.
Yeah, you really are. So keep us posted and let us know mm-hmm. how things are progressing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I will.
All right,
okay,
darling.
Okay, thank you both.
Be well.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Love you.
Hi.
Bye.
We do have one more call, and we have our last, like, 5 minutes on the show. So let's
do
that, and then you got to head out.
Yep.
Erica 352, good morning. You're on the air. Who's this?
Good morning, this is Cindy. Thank you for taking my call.
Cindy, have we had you on the air before, or are you a first-time caller?
I have been on the air with you a very long time ago. It's been a while since I've been able to get in on one of the morning calls.
Okay, cool. All right, so just to reset the energy, please, asking for permission to connect to your energy, Cindy?
Yes.
All right, honey. There's a sadness. There's a sadness around you, and I don't know if it's something that you're observing. Are you witness? Is somebody around you going through something really rough?
Me, my whole family.
Because I'm not seeing it that it's just like you by yourself. Like there's,
My ex-boyfriend moved out 2 months ago, yes. and has been stalking me, having me fight on by yep. the neighbors. He actually moved across yep. the state yep. line.
Yes.
But I have not been able to get any legal help. They won't do anything because he actually owns the property. So even though he's sneaking in at night, stole my security camera so he could pull the SD card out and see when I come and go and admitted it. They won't do anything. I tried to, the deputies told me to get a restraining order. The court refused a temporary restraining order and then set a hearing. So I'm going to file to dismiss that because that's just going to set him off even worse than dangerous or with no protection in the meantime.
I'm trying to raise the money to move. Okay. Go ahead.
I'm trying to raise the money to move, and everything I try and sell that, you know, I can sell for a large enough to be able to fund the move because I have livestock. I have horses. And I have to have to be able to move everything. So I haven't been able to sell anything. I tried to get a loan at the credit union using my truck as collateral, and the year was too old. They told me, yes, they could do it. I got down there, and they're like, oh, no, we can't. You know, this, the year's too old. We don't do that. I tried a couple other places, same thing. So I need some insight on what he's going to do next.
Well, we can't talk about him. We don't know what he didn't call us. You called us.
Well, last week he disconnected my electricity, and we went for 5 days with no electric running water, and it was 118 degrees in the house, lost all our food, refrigerator, freezer, vaccines for the horses, thousands of dollars worth. And they won't do anything. It's illegal. It's in the statutes. It's illegal, and it provides for injunctive relief, but they didn't give me an injunction. It's a small town, and they don't abide by the law. The law doesn't enforce the law. Let me put it like that. It's a small
This is a lot in the final. I mean, I can stay on a minute or two longer because this information, it's a lot.
Well, anything you're picking up for me, but that's the situation.
Well, I picked up, but there was like, I felt like there's so much around you. There's so, and it just was such a heavy, sad energy, which is better than feeling panicked. Do you know what I mean? I didn't get panic from the energy. I got like heavy and sad and complicated and involved with many people. And that's why I said there's something with around you. So I was getting that. It's the first thing is simplify your life as much as you can with the means that you have, meaning it doesn't cost anything to throw things away, to donate. It's almost like to get something, you have to give something. And just to switch up your energy and to switch up your story a little bit, Cindy, because there's a lot of negatives in the story. And it's like those are the facts, but you got to cling to the truth of your lightness of being because right now it's a very heavy energy is what I could say to you. Now, you're saying that it's a small town or whatever. I mean, maybe you have to find, you know, use the animal advocacy angle. Maybe you have to go to a federal level or a state level and get out of the provincial four walls of a small town to get some help. You know, because some people care more about animals than people. So I think you got to get very creative outside of the four walls of your story, okay, and the victimization associated with the story, and to dig deep. And this is hard, to dig deep to find your greater truth that you are worth more than this and your animals are worth more than this, and maybe try to find some advocacy, you know, at the state or federal level. That's what I would say and I'm going to turn this over to Lisa because we have to sign off, and you know, if you want to talk to us more, by all means, we're on three times a week. I'm going to turn this over to you real quick, Lisa.
Yeah, I mean, Cindy, what I kept seeing was like you're in a space that's technically his, so he's sort of abusing the people and you know, things inside of it. Well, what I'm wondering is, what is it that he really wants?
Well, he's been trying to get me to take him back. And every time I say no, but he's a very abusive alcoholic. He's ex-military.
Okay.
And every time I say no, he does something a little worse. so that he'll make my life so unbearable for him to back off and make, you know, he thinks he's gonna force me to take him back.
It's a pattern. It's
and
a
I told him I'm finished.
His end. Right.
Right.
So
I'm done.
Okay. So obviously, and the thing is, yeah, you're eventually really gonna have to, you know, I know you're trying to get out.
My goal is trying to raise the money to move. I'm packed. All I need is the money. As soon as I get the funds to be able to move with, I'm ready to pull out the same day.
Okay. Well, then
and I'm having
a
problem raising the money.
Liz's suggestion of finding advocates, especially for your animals, for the horses, that may be your lifeline. But that's another angle, since the usual human ways don't seem to be garnering the kind of support you need just to go about your business. That may be the way to get things moving. So whether it's, I mean, I don't know how that works, but I think Liz is right. There are people who really focus more on the animal side of things because they're like, oh my gosh, and how that can be a bigger point in your favor, and as a call for help. And we'll probably bring in some other experts, some other attention on it so that we can take care of the things that need to be taken care of. So I know, you know, raising money and all that is important. But I also feel like having the support in the meantime would be good. Like I don't know how that's going to work out. I really don't, but I feel like right now there's the energy I get is that it's like, it's all just pushing against each other. Like, you know, he's doing what he knows. Whatever that is that he thinks in his mind is going to work in his favor, and you're just trying to do what you know to protect yourself. And so it doesn't necessarily have to be like, well, I have to know what he's doing. I think you kind of know what his pattern is. So it's just like, put that aside, but this is now you looking at what other avenues of support can you find, legitimately, legally. And I really do think, because how many horses do you have? Like how many, what other, do you have other animals? I mean, if it's a whole thing, then that's, even if it means like finding a place temporarily for them, I don't know how that works, but.
No,
that's
sort of complicated.
It is. I just think, you're calling on a more spiritual show here. So it's not like, oh, we can find out, crystal ball, what he's going to do. I think we know what his pattern is. And it's just that whatever his issues are, it sounds like, just you're smart to finally get away and be done with it.
Yeah.
But for you, it is about the money. It's also about just the energy, because you're having you're getting a lot of blocks in different ways. And this is just about how are you going to raise the money? How are you going to raise your own energy? That's what I'm getting from that.
Yeah.
And it isn't in a normal, because you tried the normal routes of even just trying to protect yourself so you can go about your business. But like I said, try looking at people who are concerned with your horses and with your, just with that, because that is a big deal. That's not something that's, we're all city folks here, so I don't know. I don't have horses. But,
I actually want to ask Cindy a quick question related to that, Alisa, real quick.
Yeah.
And then we really have to go. Are you familiar with GoFundMe?
We already set one up. There's been posted it in all kinds of groups and Christian groups and spiritual groups.
Yeah, but you gotta go with the animal groups, because that's what I picked up early on the phone, and Alisa is backing that up. The other thing, and then we're gonna have to sign off, Cindy, is imagine Archangel Michael cutting the cords to the things that bind you. And you can even Google that or go on Doreen Virtue. But that is to ask help with the Ascended Masters, whether it's Jesus, the angels, whatever works for you. Ask for help in a way of not victimization, but in a quest for your growth and ascension. And we are on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8:30 a.m. and on Sunday at 9 a.m. And we welcome that you call us back if you want to continue the conversation, but we're going to sign off now. So if you guys need to get up, our pleasure.
Take
God
care.
Bless you. Good luck. Yes, good luck. We'll be sending out good energy to you. If you guys need to get a hold of us, please email loablend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Radio on Facebook. Check out the great shows, hosts, and programming available to you. And we are scheduled to be back on the air. Are you going to be with us on Sunday?
Oh, yeah. I think we'll probably do Sunday and Tuesday.
Yay. Great.
Yay.
So we have the Elisa kickoff Bon Voyage celebration. So we're scheduled to be back on the air this coming Sunday at 9 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Incredible conversations, as always. We never know where the show is going to take us. Unbelievable. And in the meantime, remember to
follow
the feeling
to you.
To you. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Love you.
Love you. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Tell me something.